At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have learned recently that Travis Barker is one of 10 people to own a rare liquid death can that is sealed with the DNA of Ozzy Osbourne.
Just in time for Ozzy's show, Travis Barker plans on cloning him.
So we want to know, what is the strangest thing that you own? 206-803-ROCK. Birdie, you are in Belfair. What is the strangest thing that you own?
Hello. I actually have a collection of animal bones in my possession.
Wait, how have you acquired the bulk of these bones?
Well, the first one is about 10 years ago at my original stomping grounds. I found a deer carcass that a hunter had left behind, and they had only taken the antlers, so the rest of it was there. So I buried it and I dug it up a couple months later to get the bones. And I currently now have a coyote and two elk heads on my property that I plan on digging up soon.
Birdie, a quick question for you. Do we need to know anything else about you when the news or the authorities contact us? She was a quiet woman.
I'm just using these bodies as art or as like turning them into tools and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that's how Dexter started too.
What is, of all the bones that you collected, what is like your favorite one or maybe the most unique one?
My favorite's the knee bone.
I have a cow skull that I painted on really cool, and that he has little antler or his horns are sticking out, and I think he looks really cool.
Okay, that does sound
kind of
cool.
I can rock with
that
for sure.
That seems kind of weird, but cool.
Thanks, Birdie. Rock on.
So he says, my grandfather's dentures. He was my hero, and now I have his smile forever from our friend Cozy.
Oh, my gosh.
Where are you putting these things?
In his mouth.
I was thinking like he has like a mannequin and he replaced.
Oh my gosh.
It's Grandpa's smile right there.
206-803-ROCK. Jay, you're on Mercer Island this morning. What is the strangest thing that you own?
I own a little brass lighter. It's a refillable lighter. And it's Saddam Hussein's head.
Oh. Okay. Where did you get that?
The Saddam Hussein store.
I have no idea. I've had it for ever. I had a roommate that worked at Goodwill, and he would always bring stuff home. I think that's where it came from.
Yeah, I would have, like, so many questions of, like, you know, is it a novelty lighter? Was it? Because, I mean, you know, maybe it was made in honor of Saddam Hussein and his country. You kind of like, where did this even get made from?
Yeah, there's no maker's mark that I can find on it. It's wild. And, you know, he's got the beret. There's a little, you know, it's like one of those little kind of, you know, table side lighters.
Classic Saddam.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you refill it with Zippo fluid. And yeah, I have no idea where it came from.
Is he smiling in this, or is it like, is he looking like serious Saddam Hussein?
No, it's full on, like, you know, dictator portrait.
Okay, so it's probably not a novelty thing.
What was that?
It's probably not like a novelty thing, like mocking him. It's like,
it's brass. You can feel the weight, you know?
That is wild.
I bet that's a conversation starter when anyone's like, hey, does anyone have a light? And I was just picturing at first that like the flyer comes out of his mouth.
Oh my God. Just,
Somebody says, speaking of taxidermy, you mentioned how you have, what is it, a coat rack?
A coat rack made of legs.
Somebody has, I bought a taxidermy squirrel holding a miniature martini glass at a garage sale. His name is Reginald.
I mean, how can you not buy that at a garage sale?
Little Reggie. Another person says, I have a taxidermy pufferfish wearing sunglasses and has a, what are they going to the same place? And has a tiny cowboy hat.
That is awesome.
And Danielle, like this one, I have a broken guitar pick. I caught it at a Sum 41 show back in 2003.
It'd go with my broken guitar that I have from the Ataris.
Wait, did they break it?
Yeah. So it was Chris Rowe from the Ataris played like a parking lot one time. And after the show, he smashed the guitar. My ex-girlfriend in high school, she thought I would enjoy it. So she bought it from somebody who got the guitar. And it's completely just smashed to pieces. But he signed it.
Oh.
And it's somewhere at my mom's house.
Oh, I was going to say, do you have it like on like a wood board framed or something along those lines?
I probably should have done that, but No, it's just at my mom's house.
There's still unframed,
time. Yeah, somewhere.
I do love this person said that pic, they have it framed. Did it just have like a little picture, like a little tiny frame? I'm sure he's got like a picture of them with the frame or something along those lines, but that would be so funny, like have little tiny guitar pick frames.
I bet they probably saw something like that.
Do you have any guitar picks?
Oh, I think I have like a Jerry Cantrell pick. God, I can't remember off the top of my head what else we have, but we've got a lot of random music memorabilia.
I have two guitar picks that I know. I've had a few other ones, but the ones that will forever stay with me, when my buddy Craig and I went to see Kiss, the last tour over at Climate Pledge Arena, and Craig Gass found us, snuck us 10 rows back, but when he first showed up and said hi to us, Craig Gass, being the baller that he is, just pulls out a Gene Simmons guitar pick and gives it to me. And I'm like, dude, thank you. So that one I think is pretty cool. But the one that I'll forever remember, and I mentioned it just yesterday, we talked about how I did that stage announcement at the Metallica concert at Lumen Field. And that was such an insane experience. After I finished the stage announcement, I remember getting off the stage and the manager of Metallica, like their main manager guy, came over to thank me. He's like, you did a great job, and hands me a Metallica guitar pick. And I'm like, I don't even know if this is like belonged to any of the members personally, but it was just like a cool moment that I'll forever remember why I got that guitar pick.
Next level.
Yeah. And then I sold it on eBay for $50.
Of course.
No, I'm kidding. Well, yeah.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.